Blackstone Audio presents Rain Dogs, a Detective Sean Duffy novel by Adrian McKinty. This book is read by Gerard Doyle. 1. The most famous man in the world. Even the fulminating racists on the far side of the police barriers were temporarily awed into silence by their first sight of the champ as he stepped nimbly, lepidopterously, from the bus onto the pavement in front of Belfast City Hall. He was bigger than ordinary men, physically of course, but there was an aura about him too. 10 years past his prime, heavier, greyer, and with what was rumoured to be early onset Parkinson's, this was still the most famous man on the face of the earth. He was wearing Adidas trainers, a red tracksuit and sunglasses. He was flanked by 2 Nation of Islam handlers in dark jackets and bow ties, and a pace behind them was the Reverend Jesse Jackson, a celebrity in America, but a largely unknown figure here. The champ ascended the dais, and the crowd surged forward to get a better look. And in cop think, the better for some nutter to get a bead on him, to throw a bottle or a brick, or to line up a concealed pistol. He was loved, yes, but he was hated too. And he had sown equal parts enmity and adoration since his first title fight against the hapless Sonny Liston. Over the years, the enmity had diminished, but it still lingered here and there in the hearts of those made vulnerable by the diseases of racism, patriotism, and religious fervour. The champ took off his sunglasses, tapped the microphone, took a step back, and shadow boxed. Cheers rippled through the crowd. This was what they had come to see. "Look at his feet," someone said in front of me, a sage and pugilistically astute observation. The champ danced like a kid, like the skinny kid who had outfoxed Zbigniew Piotrzykowski at the Rome Olympics. He had the crowd in the palm of his hand, and he hadn't even spoken yet. It was a cold, clear day, and it couldn't have been shot better by Nestor Almendros. Sunlight illuminating the Baroque Revival columns behind the champ's head, and the clouds parting to reveal an indigo sky, the likes of which were frequently to be found loitering over the champ's hometown in a meander of the Ohio River, but which seldom trouble the heavens over this muddy estuary of the Lagan. He stopped boxing, grinned, and an aide gave him a towel to wipe his forehead. He attempted to unzip his tracksuit an inch or two, but his hand was unsteady on the zipper, and the aide had to help him. But then the champ smiled again, strode confidently forward, grabbed the microphone stand and said, "Hello, Ireland. I'm so happy to be here in beautiful Belfast at last." The audience was momentarily baffled by the statement. None of them had ever previously considered the notion that Belfast could be beautiful, or that anyone would have come here voluntarily, and upon arrival would have been happy with this as their choice of final destination. Yet here was the most famous man on earth saying exactly that. Belfast's default demotic was sarcasm, and everyone liked a good joke. So perhaps the champ was only kidding. "Yes, sir. It's a lovely winter's day, and it's wonderful to be here in beautiful Belfast, Northern Ireland," the champ reiterated, and this time there was no doubt about his sincerity. The crowd, oddly moved, found itself roaring its approval. He had shadowboxed, he had waved, he had lied and told them their city was aesthetically pleasing. He could have run for mayor on a Nation of Islam ticket and won on a first-round voice vote of the council. The other policemen began to relax a little, but I wasn't so easily taken in. I was up on a raised platform with 6 other cops, the better for us to keep an eye on the small group of National Front skinheads yelling abuse from the protest pen that had been rigged up for them next to Marks and Spencer. No more than 20 of them in total, but with a wig or a hat, they could easily have infiltrated the crowd, although that level of ingenuity was probably beyond their mental capacity. Another quite separate protest group was the Reverend Ian Paisley's elderly band of evangelical parishioners far down on Royal Avenue, who were not happy about the appearance of a famous Muslim spokesman in the capital.